Unit 72, The Migration of Birds. Birds are lucky. They can chirp, have wings, will travel. Birds migrate for various reasons, but mainly it's the food supply. How do birds find their way? A partial answer. They follow such landmarks as coastlines. Some birds fly inland routes. Perhaps they follow rivers or mountain ranges. But some birds fly only at night. Then landmarks are of little use. There is still much to learn about migration. Great distances are covered during migrations. The Arctic tern holds the record. It flies 22,000 miles round trip. It leaves the Arctic Circle in late August. Its destination is the Antarctic Circle. Later, the tern flies north. They arrive at the Arctic Circle about mid-June. The tern may hold the record, but the bobolink is competing. Bobolinks fly in one big flock. Their route is called the bobolink route. Few other birds ever use it. Flying only at night, they leave the island of Jamaica and fly 500 miles over the ocean nonstop to Mexico. But the hummingbird is the real wonder bird. It may fly from the eastern United States over the Gulf of Mexico to the Yucatan in Mexico. How can such a small bird have enough energy to fly such a distance nonstop? This bird is the smallest and daintiest one in the U.S. It is less than 4 inches long. It lives on nectar from flowers. This nectar provides the power to its wings. The wings move about 60 to 70 times a second, not minute. You can be sure of this. There are no flower refueling stations on the Gulf. There are no islands. Some speculate the birds get into air currents, but nobody really knows. It's a mystery. It's a wonder. It's good to still have wonders.